Love always leads to Jesus. Love which caused the Son of God to come down on earth will leave him no more, but will be the moving power of all he does. So the Virgin, who had personified love, told St. Matilda that she had led Mary to go to the hill country to visit St. Elizabeth. In his mother's womb, St. John was filled with so great a joy at the presence of Christ that he never thrilled with earthly joy. And then love continued, I first helped his holy mother with my pure hands to wrap him in swaddling clothes. I warmed him in my embrace, and then afterwards I rendered to him and his mother all the services they needed. Afterwards I led him to Egypt, and then I inspired him in all he did or suffered for man until I fastened him to the tree of the cross. There I appeased God's anger entirely and united man to God by the chain of an indissoluble love. St. Paul says, Christ Jesus loved me and gave himself for me as a victim on the cross. But as love was always the cause of his gifts, we may extend this conclusion and say, Jesus Christ loved me, therefore he gives me his body and his blood in the Holy Eucharist, his mother from the cross, his grace in the holy sacraments, his light in the gospel, the church for a mother, the priesthood for support, and of heaven a reward. Love still opens the sacred heart so that it may pour down on us all its treasures. The Four Beatings of the Sacred Heart. From the first instant of his conception until his death, love reigned as king over the Son of God made man. This love had its counterpart in the Sacred Heart. One Christmas day, Matilda was allowed to fathom this secret. Taking the infant God in her arms, she pressed him to her breast and felt the beatings of the Sacred Heart. She heard three loud, quick beats, then one lighter. Matilda was astonished. The divine infant said to her, My heart did not beat like those of other men, but always as you have heard it, from my infancy until my death, and this is why I died so quickly on the cross. The first beat comes from the almighty power of my love, which was so strong in me that by sweetness and patience it conquered the opposition of the world and the cruelty of the Jews. The second beat comes from a love full of wisdom. It led me to conduct myself and all that was mine so admirably, and to regulate all that is in heaven or on earth so wisely. The third comes from a love of mildness. I was so entirely penetrated with it, that for me it changed the world's bitterness into sweetness, and caused me even to find sweet the hard death I bore for the salvation of men. The last beat, more faint, expresses the kindness I showed as man, which rendered me agreeable to all, and even imitable. And so the Sacred Heart enshrines an almighty, a most wise, and an infinitely sweet love of God, as well as an agreeable and human love. The Solicitude of the Sacred Heart for the Salvation of Souls. The prophet said of the future Messias, Exultavit ut gigas, He hath rejoiced as a giant. Thinking of these words, Matilda asked our Lord to explain them to her. Our Lord at once appeared in the heavens to her like a young man, slender, agile, and very beautiful. He said, Whoever starts on a long and difficult course must gather his garments closely round him so as not to be retarded. In this way I united myself closely with human nature and liability to pain, reducing the length of eternity to the shortness of man's life here below. I darted forward as a giant in all his strength, having this difficult and painful course to run, wherein I should accomplish the redemption of mankind. Again, he who carries something precious and of great value girds himself carefully, for fear he should lose it. So I am carrying the precious treasure, man's soul, and have girded myself with care, and I carry the souls of all those who are to be saved with love and untold desire in my heart. He, who like a giant sprang from the heavens to save souls, transformed by love, became the good shepherd seeking the lost sheep. The young man, slender and agile, has to take the part of the father of the family, going to meet the prodigal son and preparing a banquet at his son's return. Who could describe the ardent desires of the heart of Jesus for the salvation of soul? "Come here and rest at my feet," he said one day to Matilda. Obeying at once, she rested her head on Jesus' feet, so that her ear was just over the wound of his foot, and there she heard the sound as of water boiling in his wound. Our Lord asked her what was the sound she heard. Matilda thought she could not tell, and our Lord continued, "This boiling cauldron seems to say, 'Hasten, hasten.' So the ardent love of my heart even urged me on, saying, 'Hasten from labor to labor, from town to town, from preaching to preaching,' never allowing me any rest until I had done all that was necessary for thy salvation."